Chapter 2, The Birth of Apple. Apple Computers officially went into business on April Fool's Day, 1976. Steve was living with his girlfriend, Kristen Brennan, who was an artist. The new company's office was Steve's parents' garage. All the work was done there. They planned to sell Woz's circuit boards to people who wanted to build their own home computers. They built a sample computer with Woz's circuit board to show how it worked. They called the computer the Apple. Why did they pick that name? Well, Steve ate a lot of fruit, sometimes nothing but fruit. He thought the apple was the best fruit of all. It was perfect, just like he wanted his computer to be. They showed the computer with Woz's circuit board to the owner of a local electronics store. He said, "I can't see stocking just circuit boards. Not that many people know how to put together a whole computer. But if you could sell me computers like this one, I think people would buy them." The store owner offered Steve $25,000 for 50 Apple computers. He'd pay in cash when he had the machines. "Deal," said Steve. Even though making so many computers would cost a lot of money they didn't have. But Steve came up with an idea. He went to an electronic supply store. He persuaded the store to give him the parts to make the computers. Steve couldn't pay for the parts right then, but he promised to pay the store back later. Steve was awfully good at persuading people to do what he asked. The store said yes. Each Apple computer cost $220 to make. Each Apple computer was sold to the electronics store for $500. So even after Steve and Woz paid back the electronic supply store, they made a very big profit. If most people today saw that Apple computer, they would be stunned. It didn't come with a keyboard, a monitor, or a case. Steve and Woz knew they could do better. What if they made a computer that came with everything, so a person could just take it out of the box and use it right away? Steve bet they could sell a lot. He and Woz got to work on making such a computer, the Apple II. Woz and Steve had big dreams for Apple II. Woz wanted it to have color, sound, and sharp, crisp graphics. Steve wanted it to accept floppy disks that could store extra information. He wanted to encase the computer in molded plastic. At the time, plastic was much more expensive than metal or wood. But Steve thought plastic looked cool and modern. And how a computer looked was important. If it looked good, people would want it. Steve found an investor who gave them enough money to finish the Apple II in time for a computer fair in San Francisco. They took models to display at the fair. There was a lot that was new and different about the Apple II. While Woz was working on the computer, Steve hired a designer to come up with a new logo. A logo is a picture that stands for a company. A good logo helps people remember the company. For instance, General Electric's logo is a light bulb. Steve wanted an apple to represent Apple. Apple's Apple logo looked fun. It was rainbow-colored and had a bite taken out of it. Woz and Steve's hard work paid off. People visiting the West Coast Computer Fair in 1977 passed many displays of bulky computers that looked like high school science projects. Then, they saw the Apple II. Here was a computer that featured color, clear graphics, and sound. For years afterward, every other computer company would copy it. All the technological improvements were the work of Steve Wozniak, but Steve Jobs' design ideas were just as important. He had learned from his dad to insist on perfection. Even wires inside the computer, wires that nobody could see, had to be perfectly straight. This was the way Steve's dad built machines, and Steve would too. Everything had to look simple and beautiful.